Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. If your business has financial challenges requiring professional insights and solutions, Begbies Trainer can help. We provide advice designed to help people and companies deal successfully with debt and financial problems. And wherever possible, we will find the best solution that allows for active steps towards financial recovery. Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. We're committed to providing a rapid and responsive service based on in-depth experience, professionalism and independent specialist expertise. Contact our Sheffield office on 0114 285 9500 or visit begbies-trainergroup.com.
We're open for business live.
Good morning. It's just after 9 o'clock on Friday the 14th of August 2015. My name's Jamie Veitch. I'm your presenter for the next hour for Sheffield Live's business and social enterprise programme, Business Live. We're broadcasting on 93.2 FM and through our internet live stream, and this show will also be available as a podcast later from the Sheffield Live website. In today's show, which was recorded yesterday, Thursday the 13th of August, the day that A-level results came out, we'll be talking with one of last year's A-level students, Susie Pearce, who's now working for Hazelwood's Mill. Susie got good A-level results last year, but she'd already decided not to apply for university, but to go straight into work, and we'll be hearing her tips for youngsters in terms of getting the job you want. Also today, we have advice, information and tips for businesses wanting to trade with China, with interviews with notable Sheffield businesses and with organisers of an innovative scheme to match local businesses with international students. These were recorded recently at the Doing Business with China event. And I include interviews with Giles Blackburn of the China Britain Business Council, with Ginny Salute of UK Trade and Investment, with Steve Fish of the University of Sheffield, Yiyun Ling of the Great Ambassadors China Scheme, Mel Rippon at the South Yorkshire International Trade Centre, Yu Li, an independent consultant, Peter Newsom at UHY Hacker Young, and with Sam Chapman of The Flow. Before we turn to our guests, some business news. Entrepreneur Michelle Moan is set to lead an investigation into entrepreneurship in disadvantaged communities. Michelle Moan, who spoke at the MADE Entrepreneurship Festival in Sheffield last year, was raised in a deprived part of Glasgow's East End. She left school at 15, had her first child at 18, and after that founded underwear company Ultimo in her early 20s. And she completed a sale of 80% of the business for a multi-million pound amount last year. Her review is going to identify, or aims to identify, the obstacles that people in the UK's most disadvantaged areas face in becoming entrepreneurs, such as the lack of business networks. And she branded the opportunity to lead it as an honour. In a comment on the appointment, John Allen, who's the national chairman of the Federation of Small Businesses, said that the UK needs to work to ensure talent doesn't go to waste if the economy is to reach its full potential. He said that this review should help to identify the barriers faced by entrepreneurs from disadvantaged communities. And he said that the FSB looks forward to supporting Michelle Moan in her work to promote entrepreneurship and to support the startups of the future. Unemployment has risen by 25,000 to 1.85 million during the period of April to June 2015. However, it's down by 221,000 for the same period in 2014. Talking about the figures, Gordon Millward of the Federation of Small Businesses said that although unemployment is marginally up again this month, he said that the wider long-term trend is of a strong performing labour market, with higher employment rates and low levels of economic inactivity. Now, he says this is backed up with continuing good news on pay, which has gone up by 2.8% this month. With flat interest rates at the moment and with recent improvements in productivity, Millward says that employers are feeling better placed to share the gains of economic growth in the form of higher wages. The MADE Entrepreneurship Festival, which we mentioned earlier, tickets are now on sale for that. Tickets are available at £50 or with concessions for £15 for students, unemployed and OAPs. and the festival takes place in October. You can find out more about it and, of course, take a look at the lineup of speakers at madefestival.com. And if you're a social enterprise, if you're involved with social enterprises, work with social enterprises, then you're invited to come along to the Sheffield Social Enterprise Network meeting next Thursday. Thursday the 20th of August, that's at 5 p.m. and it's taking place at Fusion Cafe Sheffield, which itself is a social enterprise and will provide free food and drink. You can network, collaborate and learn more about the Sheffield Social Enterprise Network at the event, and you'll even have a chance to help to shape the direction of the SSEN, Sheffield Social Enterprise Network, over the next year. Find out more at ssenlaunch.eventbrite.co.uk. And a squad of business angels is being garnered from on high to aid cash-strapped budding entrepreneurs and businesses battling to grow. Successful individuals with a philanthropic heart who are willing to provide cash and or expertise are being sought across South Yorkshire to plug what's described as a vital gap in financial support. The proposal has come from the Wasco Brown Charitable Foundation, launched in 2014 to assist small businesses and startups, as well as grassroots sport and charities. Jim Lawson, who's head of the Wasco Brown Foundation, commented that large companies turn to banks and venture capitalists to fund their plans, but that they at the foundation encounter lots of potential startups and small companies who need funding for relatively small sums. He said because they don't have the trading history or income to be eligible for the traditional funding, they need support from angels. And he's building that network, a network of South Yorkshire-based angel investors and supporters who want to support businesses that the foundation is assisting. Now, as ever, I'd welcome your news and the business news. You can get in touch with this programme and with Sheffield Live by email, jamie@sheffieldlive.org, by text message to 07904 272 200. On Twitter, we are at Sheffield Live. You can find me at Jamie Veitch on Twitter too. Whether you're starting or running a business or a social enterprise, whether you're self-employed or if you're an employer, we're keen to hear from you. So turning now to our first interview of today. Yesterday was A-level results day, so yesterday I went along to meet Susie Pearce, the conference coordinator at Hazelwoods Mill. Susie completed her A-levels last year at Tapton Sixth Form. She got great A-levels, but she'd already decided that going to university wasn't for her. And thanks to going and talking to lots of people already in business, visiting ChefX, going to the MADE Entrepreneurship Festival, talking to plenty of people, she decided she was going to go straight into work and that would be best for her career. So I went along to meet Susie yesterday and we'll hear from Susie now. Susie Pearce, good morning. It's an exciting time for lots of people 1 year younger than you. This time last year, an exciting time for you, A-level results day. How did you do last year?
I was really pleased actually. I managed to get AAB after not receiving the grades that I first wanted in my first year of A-levels. I managed to work hard and push them up to AAB.
Fantastic. So you worked really, really hard. You got tremendous grades, AAB. You were at Tapton Sixth Form last year. But you left after A-levels and you'd already made the decision that you weren't going for university. Why was that?
Yeah, well, in my first year at Sixth Form, I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do. So I kind of decided I was going to have a gap year while I decided, and then as the years went on at Tapton, I did decide that I think I would like to do something to do with events and organising, but still decided that I'd have a gap year and get some experience and maybe go the year after. But then after speaking to quite a few people in the field, they said it's not the type of job where you necessarily need to go, and having 4 years experience rather than a degree was a lot more useful.
So you made the decision to research really carefully and talk to people already working in the industry you wanted to work in, take their advice, and then go and get that experience. So what else did you do? You went to MADE Entrepreneur Festival, I understand, and quizzed people there.
Yeah, I went to MADE Festival. Festivals like MADE and ChefX are great to meet businesses without obviously going that intimidating to the actual business, and or the people have the time to talk to you, and they're usually quite helpful, and people there weren't. There's always a right variety of businesses as well, because although I was looking at events, I considered marketing and even other jobs, so I looked around, and people were very helpful, and there's a few who said, like, you know, uni's useful, but people tend to agree that in that sort of job, the experience is more important, because the events you plan are based on experiences you've had.
Yes, so ChefX, Made Entrepreneur Festival, lots and lots of businesses there. Really nice to hear that it wasn't intimidating for you to go and talk to these people, and this is how it should be. People are very welcoming, very willing to share advice and talk to visitors at the event. So from going along to those events, you also made contacts that have served you well in terms of getting a job.
Yeah, I met Hazelwood Business Centre, I met Kath and a few others from there, and I was speaking to her, and like I did all the others, and sort of said that I was still unsure whether I might go to uni in the future, just want a bit of experience to see if it's exactly what I want, and just sort of told her that I was interested in organising conferences, events and stuff like that. And then I heard a bit later, I was waiting till after Christmas to start looking for some experience, because I worked in retail, it's really busy at Christmas time. And Kath gave me a ring and said, like, we've got a few of our girls going on maternity leave, like, would you like to sort of come in and do like a year's work of experience? Sort of managing mainly the like conference rooms and stuff like that, and setting up the events in there. And we had our big 25th birthday earlier this year, and she said, you know, you could help towards that and get the experience you need. And it'd help them out, because they need maternity cover, which can be quite hard, because you don't want to let people down who are looking for like permanent jobs. And it obviously helped me out, because I needed that experience.
So you thought that sounded good, you applied for that maternity cover position, and
yeah,
you started in February this year then?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And how are you finding the job?
Really good, yeah. I wasn't sure exactly what to expect, because the main business is the business centre rather than the events and stuff. But like whenever there's events on, like once they've showed me like everything they needed to do, they've left me to do it myself so that I can be independent, and then I can put it on my CV that I have done it, not just shadowed someone who's done it. They did let me help out quite a lot planning the big 25th thing, which I really enjoyed. And just everyone has been really friendly, like the tenants as well. And then I get along well with all the staff in the reception.
So it sounds as though you're being given real responsibility here in this job, which is developing your skills and your confidence, giving you great experience as well. So when this job of years maternity cover finishes, you'll be well placed for your next career move.
Yeah, I think so. It's just nice, I suppose, to be respected and, you know, treated as not just someone who's young and coming in from maternity and given those responsibilities, which was really nice of him to give me the opportunity. And like I said, I can use that now as proper experience rather than just sort of shadowing people. I've done stuff myself.
Yes, quite. Have you got any tips then for school leavers or even people who are perhaps in at the end of the first year of sixth form or the first year of A-levels, now starting to think whether they should be applying for university? Any tips on gaining a job and what they need to think about?
I think, you know, make sure you've got quite a strong CV. Like you might think some stuff is irrelevant, but actually it does help. Like, you know, if you did help out coach a football team or whatever, those skills that like employers do see them. Just be persistent, don't feel disheartened if, you know, people say no. You will get said no to quite a lot, and attending these events, they really helped me, and they're usually free, and even if you don't get anything out of them, you do get helpful tips that I found out maybe I don't need to go to uni, whereas before I thought it was quite a big thing.
Yeah.
And it, you know, obviously the price of it was putting me off quite a bit. So now that I know that I can't go and can sort of work and everything, so even if you don't get anything job-wise from that, you do get really good experience.
So really worth asking people in the industries who want to work about what's actually needed and what they value most.
Yeah, that's. I think that helped most, like, out of the festivals, going to the places that sort of helped me in my future. And what, if you have a rough idea of what you want to do, talk to people in those fields, and they usually are helpful. And don't be afraid to ask the questions, you know, like, they're happy to answer them. That's what they do for the job, sort of thing, so...
Brilliant. So great advice there, Susie. Thank you. And it might well be then that if Hazelwood's meal is at ChefX or at Maid this year, you might be on the other side of the table giving advice to people coming up to you.
Yeah, hopefully. And I'd be happy to do so. Like, I think a lot of employers are becoming a lot more open to sort of younger people and jobs and stuff like that, rather than waiting for uni degrees. So it's good to see the changes.
Excellent. Susie, thanks very much for joining me, and really, really nice to hear how much you're enjoying your role at Hazelwood's Mill. Susie Pearce, thank you.
Thank you.
We're open for business life.
Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. If your business has financial challenges requiring professional insights and solutions, Begbies Trainer can help. We provide advice designed to help people and companies deal successfully with debt and financial problems. And wherever possible, we will find the best solution that allows for active steps towards financial recovery. Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. We're committed to providing a rapid and responsive service based on in-depth experience, professionalism and independent specialist expertise. Contact our Sheffield office on 0114 285 9500 or visit begbies-trainergroup.com.
You're listening to Business Live on Sheffield Live, broadcasting on 93.2 FM and from sheffieldlive.org across Sheffield and the world. My name's Jamie Veitch, and over the course of this weekly series, we bring you business and social enterprise news and advice, interviews, how-to-do-it features and debate. Earlier in the programme, we've heard from Susie Pearce. Susie works at Hazelwood's Mill. Last year, she got her A-level results. If you've just got your results yesterday and you've just tuned in, don't worry. Listen to Susie's advice, and you can do that by finding the podcast of today's show up on the Sheffield Live website later on today. Now, before we turn to our next set of interviews, which are all about doing business in China, we're going to play a quick track of music. This is Lone Lady. She was on the main stage at Tramlines a couple of weeks ago. If you missed her there, you can hear her now. Lone Lady, Silvering.
Do you have space in your life to give to children and young people? The Foster Care Cooperative is a not-for-profit agency, and we're looking for new foster carers now. We offer good support, training, a fee which recognises a professional caring role, and we put children first. Come along and see us at Low Edges Festival, Greenhill Park in Sheffield on Sunday the 9th of August and find out why we're different. Alternatively, visit our website at fostercarecooperative.co.uk. If you could offer patience, time and commitment to young people, we're looking for you.
We're open for Business Live.
You're listening to Business Live, Sheffield Live's business and social enterprise discussion programme, on Friday the 14th of August with me, Jamie Veitch. We're broadcasting on 93.2 FM and from sheffieldlive.org across Sheffield and the world. You've just heard a track of music called Silvering by Lone Lady. Lone Lady, who appeared at Tramlines on the main stage a couple of weeks ago. And before that, we've had an interview with Susie Pearce of Hazelwood's Mill. Now, if you're a local business and you want to do business with or in China, where do you start? Well, I went along to an interesting event 2 weeks ago, A Taste of China, Doing Business with China, which took place at the Octagon Centre at the University of Sheffield on the 28th of July. And whilst there, I interviewed a number of speakers and participants, local businesses, people from the university and from the new Great Ambassadors China scheme. So we're going to turn to those interviews now. We have Giles Blackburn of the China Britain Business Council, with Ginny Salute of UK Trade and Investment, Steve Fish of the University of Sheffield, Yikun Ling of the Great Ambassadors China Scheme, Mel Rippon at the South Yorkshire International Trade Centre, Yu Li, an independent consultant, Peter Newsome of UHY Hacker Young, and Sam Chapman of The Flow. And we'll play all the interviews recorded at the event, telling you tips, advice, how to do business with China, where you can find out more, and you can find out a bit more about the Great Ambassadors China Scheme. We'll play those interviews now.
I'm Giles Blackburn.
Giles, thanks for joining me. Thanks for coming along this evening. How did your speech go?
How did my speech go? Well, really, I was put in front of a business audience who have learning about China through culture. And I think that's a great place to start because, as we have been learning today, cultural understanding is really integral to doing business with China. Because the culture is different over there, and so there's a lot of scope for misunderstandings on the one hand, but also there's a lot of scope for doing things right on the other. So we're finding that knowing a little bit about doing business can make a deep impression on China, and deep impressions are what business are all about, and they tend to be initial interactions at the very beginning of developing a relationship, which we all know is vital to doing business in China. So I was talking really about the support mechanisms in place for when companies go over there and they might need some help on the ground, because Britain has got offices out there that can help British companies be introduced to potential customers, to know about the market more, and that kind of thing.
And so those support mechanisms, we'll turn to those in just a moment or two, but you talked a lot about making the right first impression to build relationships, because business is done on the basis of good relationships and good impressions. And you talked about culture and different cultural differences in terms of how things are done. So what is it then that a business, that a person leading a business should do and should be careful to do if they're going to meet a Chinese counterpart?
Well, we're very familiar with the term about mustn't let people lose face. Face is very important in China. And, of course, you mustn't make people lose face or be humiliated in front of their peers or in front of others. But the interesting thing about China is that you can find opportunities to create face, to bestow face on people that you meet and interact with. And through knowing a bit about, for example, that there's a hierarchy in China, that you behave differently to higher-ups, that you are able to give particular gifts to China in a particular way to avoid some gifts and give others. So face is really important about praising people, about understanding the culture. And that can be the kind of important capital for you in taking relationships forward.
And if businesses don't get this right, or even if they make mistakes further down the line, that really can put business relationships at jeopardy.
Well, it can do. Western business people are used to talking frankly. They're used to tackling problems directly, saying to people how it is. That doesn't always work out in China. So by saying the wrong thing in the wrong way to people, you can create conflict and that can affect a business relationship. But by finding ways to help the Chinese side solve the problem with you and to find a joint solution to something can be helpful. So it's all about the way that you encounter problems and dealing with situations, with social situations or business situations in the wrong way can lead to an early sort of termination of business relationships, which aren't helpful to anybody. So just knowing where these touch points are is important.
And you talked about support that is available to businesses from the Great Britain Business, the China Britain Business Council. What sort of support is available then, Giles?
Well, we're a national organisation in the UK, head office in London, offices in the regions, including here in Yorkshire and Humber. But we also have a big network of offices in China, in 13 cities. And it's that kind of local knowledge and connectivity that's very useful for companies when they go over there. They want to be able to knock on a door, and they want to be able to find out what the local situation's like. They want to be able to be introduced and networked locally. And it's all about finding out things, and you can do that in China, of course, but you can do that before you go by connecting with these people and having some research done and that kind of thing. So preparedness, being prepared is the important thing. And some of these, like networks like ourselves, can help people be prepared and hit the ground running when it comes to China.
So that sounds really helpful for businesses here in Sheffield that want to do business in China. Where do they find out more then about your offices, not only in the regions here in the UK, but those offices you've talked about in China?
Well, a good place to start with is the website. That's www.cbbc.org, China Britain Business Council. It's a good website because there are resources on there in terms of reports about consumers, about sectors, and there are also business opportunities there that you can take a look at, live business opportunities. And there's also outline of the situation in China and where you can find our offices, all kinds of things like that, worth looking at. And a good place to start in the journey about China.
Crucial and valuable information there. Giles Blackburn of the China Britain Business Council, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Ginny, good evening. How's the event been going?
Oh, it's going great. I think it's a successful event.
And there seems to be a really big buzz in the room.
Yeah.
So you're involved in the programme of support for businesses that
yes.
wanting to trade.
Well, I am the UKTA Language and Culture Advisor, and I am working with Ling, who is in charge of the UKTI Business is Great China scheme, which... Well, I am sort of a middleman between UKTI and Ling. Well, she oversees a program, and what I do is if we get any companies through our international trade advisors, I send them all the opportunities to Ling.
So those companies then get the opportunities and you liaise?
Yes. Because I oversee, obviously, the national programs, I can't really focus on just one program. So we chose Sheffield University because they have the biggest Chinese student base here. And obviously, as they said, East Asian Studies Department has the Chinese Studies and Confucian Institute in Sheffield. So we chose them to represent this program. And I am involved in it, but obviously Ling is the expert
with
this program. Yeah.
But fantastic to bring this to Sheffield for very good reason, clearly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm really excited because I'm actually an alumni of Sheffield University too. So I'm really excited to be working with them.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining me. And here's to the success of the program.
Thank you very much.
I'm Steve Fish and I'm the Career Service Director at the University of Sheffield.
Seems to have gone really well this evening, and we've heard about the collaborative approach between students, local businesses, is a win-win for all.
Very much so, yes, we're delighted with this. We felt that this was a different approach for a business event on the basis it had a lot of interactivity with it, rather than as perhaps just talking at businesses and students for the evening. And I've been very pleased with the way that everybody's entered into the spirit of learning about Chinese culture and etiquette. We're very keen to be promoting the Great Ambassador China Scheme, which is a unique pilot initiative that we're running under the sponsorship of the United Kingdom Trade and Investment Department, which is the Department of Government. We feel our students and graduates have a wide range of skills that could benefit local companies. And what we want to do is match those students and graduates with companies that want to trade with China or who are already trading with China and want to develop that still further. And by matching our students and graduates with those companies, we feel that we can add value to what the companies are trying to do. And I suppose on a grander scale of things, we're actually adding value to the UK economy as well.
So, great for Sheffield businesses, great for the UK economy, great for your students.
Very much so, yes. One of the longer-term aims of this initiative is that if students and graduates have had a good business experience while working with UK companies, when they return to China, they will obviously feel very fondly of their time in the United Kingdom and will also want to continue to trade well with UK businesses. Some of the students will end up as business leaders, some will end up perhaps in government, etc. And we feel it can only do good and also help to develop sustainable links between the United Kingdom and the Chinese economy.
Excellent. Steve, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
My name is Yiyun Ling, and I'm the Great Ambassador China Scheme Coordinator at the University of Sheffield.
Melanie Rippon, and I work at the South Yorkshire International Trade Centre at the Chamber of Commerce.
So tell me about the Great Ambassadors China Scheme.
Right, that scheme is the UK Trade Investments Initiative, and University of Sheffield was asked to pilot the scheme ahead of a nationwide rollout. So that scheme actually started last November. It was officially launched by Lord Livingston, and since then we have been talking to many UK companies, not just in the region, actually, nationwide, from Cornwall, from even North and London. And we've got about 50 companies involved in this scheme, and 25 placement vacancies have been advertised on campus. So our Chinese speaking students got the opportunity to offer their knowledge of Chinese language and Chinese business culture to UK companies to go to China, to trade with China.
So valuable for the students and valuable for the businesses.
Exactly,
as well.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, a win-win situation for all.
It's a win-win situation. Also a big win for the university.
Yes.
So it's not just let's say one stone, three birds.
And Mel, from the perspective of South Yorkshire International Trade Centre, you've been on the radio with us before, of course, so welcome back. But why is how is SYITC involved?
Well, we work closely with the Confucius Institute anyway, and we've got good relations with the University of Sheffield as well. And we all came together and we decided it was a good idea to put on something that was a little bit special to bring it all together, to highlight and showcase the Great Ambassadors China Scheme and everything else to do with Chinese culture as well, including the activities that you've seen here tonight. So, and I think everybody's really embraced it, really. So it's been a great idea, and I think it was a good initiative that we all
yeah.
came up with it,
yeah.
didn't we?
Yeah. We kind of worked harder together.
We worked very hard to pull it together.
A great example of collaboration.
It paid off.
Absolutely. Yeah, well worth it. Yeah.
Okay, Yuli, Peter, we're here at the event. There's a massive buzz going on. Have you enjoyed it so far? How's it been?
Very much so. The atmosphere is absolutely lively. The guest speakers are very good, so we're all enjoying this event, and it's a very good platform for the English business to know about China and vice versa.
Absolutely, yeah. And Peter?
Yes, it's been very good to meet the students, who are, many of them are looking for placements in industry, to meet other employers, and also to find out a lot about China, which I didn't know, and some very interesting activities we've been involved in, and trying to learn how to use chopsticks and write our names in Chinese. That's been very good fun. Yes, I've enjoyed that very much.
So it's a worthwhile evening. Definitely. And helpful for the businesses here. So Peter, do you trade with China at the moment, or
no,
have you, or will
we
you?
We haven't. So we
or
are,
is it more your clients
yes,
do?
Are, yes, our clients. We are accountants, and we have a number of clients who do business with China. And of course, we need to know what they're doing and how they're doing it. So it's interesting when we're talking to our clients, we're able to give some sort of expertise and some knowledge that we've gained from the events like this.
So this gives you really useful perspective.
It does indeed, yes it does. Yeah.
And you, Lee, you help businesses trade with China. You're a consultant yourself, independent freelance consultant.
Yes.
So again, what's been talked about and spoken about this evening will resonate with experiences your clients have.
Yes. I mean, it is a very exciting era now that China is doing well as a country, and the West is getting to know more about it, and everybody wants to have wants to do business there and buy or export to do anything that they want to be involved. I now consulting with businesses that they work as a major importer for the hospitality market, and also involved in business who are local for advertising and marketing in China. I can really see how those businesses grow, and events like this will help them as well in overall terms of how they work with China and do business there.
Yes, it certainly will. And things are changing, aren't they, so quickly in China. It's remarkable. I was in Chengdu and Lijiang, Dali and Kunming in June of this year myself. And it was my fourth visit to China in 11 years. And I was really struck by the pace of change, how cities like Lijiang have changed, and the the sheer scale of places like Chengdu and the number of businesses from around the world that are now building premises there. It's absolutely remarkable.
Oh, it is, and I'm actually from Chengdu. Oh, yes, every time I go back, you see the change and the new buildings up and how people, the lifestyle, are moving forward. And the overall awareness, the sense of freedom and everything else. Yeah, absolutely. And, well, as Chinese, they've always welcomed international business to be there and working with them. And I think for everyday people, it opens their perspectives of the West and what's happening globally.
Well, Yuli, where can people find out more about you? Can people get in touch with you through a website or?
Yes, I have a website which is yuliconsulting.com.
And Peter, where can they get in touch with you? What's the best route?
The best way is to actually Google. If you Google UHY Hacker Young Sheffield, then we'll come up on the Google desk. That's the easiest way to find us.
Fabulous. Yuli, Peter, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Sam Chapman, co-founder of The Flow. Why have you come along to the event tonight?
I've come along to the event tonight. We have a very strong interest in China. We have a growing market potential growing in that particular country. And as we deal with large insurers, a large insurer in China is very much larger than a large insurer in Europe. Many of them have 100 million customers as opposed to 2 or 3 million. So when we get a client over there, it's a huge financial benefit for us as a company expanding into Far Eastern markets.
And so, huge amount of potential. Coming along to events like this, obviously, clearly going to be very helpful, I would hope. What about programmes such as the UKTI programme and the China-Britain business programme that we've talked about earlier? Do they help businesses like yours?
They do. They have been giving us extensive advice about China. The China-British Business Council have also supported us in early investigations in China. We're a little bit further on from that now. I can't say exactly where we're going, but we obviously have a footprint building in the country because we have a clear market advantage to look at right there.
And this is being recognised, of course. Your colleague and co-founder, Aldo, who's been interviewed on this programme a couple of times in the past, is currently involved in a delegation with Number 10.
Correct. He is one of the selected companies that have gone with the Prime Minister himself. He's flying on the same planes, flying out to all the same countries. He's going a tour at the moment of five cities as part of the official trade delegation. So he is visiting. He's currently in Indonesia, but he's also visiting Malaysia. He's visiting Vietnam and I believe Singapore as well. And that is to further and put out the aims as telematics as a chief export of the UK, because the expertise was built in the UK and we want to take that to other markets. We're already taking it to a vast number of markets, but the Far East is a very lucrative and promising market, particularly with high growth, which strikes us as a very interesting place to be, which is why we've been invited as one of not only the delegates that goes with the Prime Minister, but also as a representative of the Northern Powerhouse.
Great position for you to be in, and this is great for Sheffield, of course, as we've heard many times on the show. Flow itself, in terms of significant high growth, expansion, attraction of institutional investors and so on, a real Sheffield and UK success story. So what's next?
What's next is the world. We've started with Sheffield. We are still expanding our Sheffield base, and we're also expanding into other markets. We are not just looking at telematics. We are looking at all aspects of mobility. We can gather mobility information that doesn't just need to inform about risk, but also informs about things like pollution. So can help people very widely, help citizens, help transport planning, help in a wide variety of sources that will impact in a variety of industries.
And should we be concerned or worried about data and new uses for data, or should we see this as a real example of how data harnessed in a positive way is positive for us all?
There is always a danger with data that it could be used in a negative way, and in the Flow we have a very strong particular remit to look at the way that data is handled. And we work closely with the Information Commissioner's Office, and we represent data in a very strong way to make sure that we are not reusing data in a way that cannot be thought well for the end user. It is very clear that you have to be transparent with the end user about how data is utilised. And with that in mind, using it for utilitarian social purposes such as pollution and such as traffic management, improving the productivity of cities, helping citizens get around and about in the environment, is beneficial to everyone. These things, for which we use the data in completely anonymous forms, are very helpful for us in the future. Sam Chapman, thanks for joining me tonight.
We're open for business life.
Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. If your business has financial challenges requiring professional insight and solutions, Begbies Trainer can help. We provide advice designed to help people and companies deal successfully with debt and financial problems. And wherever possible, we will find the best solution that allows for active steps towards financial recovery. Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. We're committed to providing a rapid and responsive service based on in-depth experience, professionalism and independent specialist expertise. Contact our Sheffield office on 0114 285 9500 or visit begbies-trainergroup.com.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
You're listening to Business Live, Sheffield Live's business and social enterprise discussion programme with me, Jamie Veitch, broadcasting on 93.2 FM and from sheffieldlive.org across Sheffield and the world. And you've just heard interviews recorded at the recent Doing Business with China event, which took place at the end of July at the Octagon Centre. The event, which was organised by the Confucius Institute alongside South Yorkshire International Trade Centre and the Great Ambassadors China Scheme, alongside the University of Sheffield, focused on how to do business with China, dealing with etiquette, culture, how to go and do business. So worth listening to. If you've just tuned in, don't worry, because you can catch the show on the podcast. And in that segment, we had interviews with Giles Blackburn of the China-Britain Business Council, with Ginny Salute of UK Trade and Investment, Steve Fish of the University of Sheffield, Yun Ling of the Great Ambassadors China Scheme, Mel Rippon at the South Yorkshire International Trade Centre, Yu Lee, an independent consultant, Peter Newsom of UHY Hacker Young, and with Sam Chapman of The Flow. Earlier today, we talked about A-level results, because it was A-level results day yesterday, and we interviewed Susie Pierce. She got her results this time last year and she went into industry. She'd already decided she wasn't going to go to university. She got good A-level results, but she went along to a couple of events, ChefX event and the Made Entrepreneurship Festival, talked to lots of people, took advice and decided that for her career it was going to be best to go straight into a job. And she got a job at Hazelwood's Mill. We heard from Susie earlier on in the show. So again, if you've only just tuned in, you've missed that, you can catch up with it on the podcast. Find that on the Sheffield Live website later today. Now, the show will be back next week. We'll be talking about collaboration between businesses. So tune in for that. We'll also be talking, of course, social enterprise. And quick heads up, next week, it's the Sheffield Social Enterprise Network event that's taking place on Thursday the 20th. You can go along to the SSEN event. Just find out more at ssenlaunch.eventbrite.co.uk. It's open to members of the Sheffield Social Enterprise Network, but also people interested in joining. And it's taking place at Fusion Cafe, itself a social enterprise, next Thursday, 20th of August, 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. with free food. So thanks for tuning in. She'll be back next week. Look forward to talking with you then. But don't go away right now, because next up on Sheffield Live is our fantastic folk music programme. Thank goodness it's folk. That's on from 10 a.m. through to noon. So stay tuned for that. And stay tuned now. We're going to play out with a quick track of music. And this is Fratres for violin and piano by Arvo Pärt.